Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Morning. My name is Michael Van Tol. Thank you for calling in, dialing in, listening online to the Michael Van Tol Show. We're here every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. We are waiting for members of the Sunday morning team to jump on the line, but we're here already. We've got some things to cover with you. We've got news, weather, commentary, interviews right here on the Michael Van Tol Show. Let me just give a few shout-outs to some of the supporters. First of all, Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. He is a super lawyer right here available for you in Metro Detroit. And also Benjamin Brothers Realty here to serve you, too. And so in a few minutes, we're going to be introducing the Sunday morning guests. And we'll be right back after this message, and we'll be right back with the team.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do, so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
It's a member of the Realty.
Find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them, we find them and fix them, we find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them, flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripped with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tol Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we are back. My name is Michael Van Tol. Sunday morning team is here. And let's go down the list. First of all, from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team that I'm so gracious to be a part of. Thank God for the missionary today. Amen. And I just want to send a shout out to Detroit.
Great. Thanks for jumping on the line and being on the team this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, awesome speaker, writer, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning to Missionary Hattie Humphrey, and hello, Detroit.
Absolutely. Let me just cover a couple of things before we head to our news and weather. I've got a couple of events to say today. Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick is hosting a free movie event at AMC Livonia for the movie Devotion. That is about black fighter pilots in the Korean War. The showtime is 2:30. If you would like tickets to that, please let me know right away. You can call 313-549-4580 to order those tickets. 313-549-4580. And then the holiday party and reception honoring delegates in the district, December 19th, Monday, 4:30 at Pace, Southeast Michigan, 17330 Graydale Music Entertainment. We got a singer, R&B singer coming from, got a DJ, food, and honoring hard work in the community. So we are excited about that. And then I think what it's about this financial boot camp, get your money right before the holidays, before the new year. And let me tell you, this event is going to be in Farmington Hills next Saturday morning from 9 to 12. This financial boot camp is here to help prepare you now before the holidays. And it's going to be Saturday, December 17th from 9 to 12 at 31513 Northwestern Highway in Farmington Hills. This seminar is created to provide helpful and affordable financial information from professionals in the industry. The information and educational material presented is intended to provide a marketplace advantage with financial information like retirement options, health care, like where do you get health care now, especially if your employer doesn't provide it, business knowledge, banking, and more. It's hosted by financial consultant Jeffrey Taylor. They call him your money coach. And Michael Van Soor, I'll be one of the facilitators. And we're also going to have a representative from Humana. And there are to bring you this event, sponsored by Never Lose Money Strategy and Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Of course, go straight to eventbrite.com to get your tickets. So this is really, and we're hoping to have at least four more of these next year. All right, let's continue with the Sunday morning team, Kid Music Prophet, Evangelist, Minister, Songstress, Evangelist Christy Lassick, which is Good Morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our amazing team, and good morning to all of our listeners.
Okay, thank you. One last thing before we Kimberly back for David. We had a great time at the Franklin Light Settlement Spirit of Giving at MGM on Friday night. We have to talk about
yes, we did.
The Honorable Mayor Mike Duggan was the guest host of honor along with his wife. And we gave up a
legacy award.
Yeah, and we gave out legacy awards. And of course, you know, our own missionary, Patty Humphrey, received one of the five legacy awards, along with the Honorable Teola Hunter and three more of the longtime board members on the board. Say something about us, Kimberly.
It was amazing. We did a surprise for our president and CEO. Our fabulous, our competent, capable, and confident President Monique March had celebrated 25 years of leading our organization. And she could not have done that without the help of our own missionary, Patty Humphrey. You know, she's 94. She gets up in the morning. Michael, we talk about it, struggling to get on a schedule with her, or struggling to keep up on a schedule with her. And that same energy, that same wisdom, that same work ethic, she brings to everything. And Franklin Wright benefits from that because she helps to lead us and guide us in ways where we understand how we can help and take care of the community. And she helps President Monique March how to best utilize her skills. You know, sometimes we talk about well, we do this for the community and we feed the community and we take care of kids. But sometimes it takes a little bit more than that. And the Honorable Teola Hunter, with all of her accomplishments, I mean, she is history in Michigan, and she serves on a board, and she does very similar. She gives us that same wisdom and work ethic, but she comes from the political world. And so we're able to glean information and knowledge from her that we wouldn't have if we didn't have her. And then the other leaders were, there's only one, and that was Dick Halstead. He has unfortunately passed on. But he had a insurance and a financial understanding that we were able to benefit from that has helped the organization through a lot of the difficult financial times that we face. And then the other two board members, George Nicholson and Hallie Giesler, both of them, I believe with Dick too, isn't it, they have both have at least 50 years of service?
Yes,
to the organization.
Yes. And between
what
all five
institutional memory.
Yes, mm-hmm. Between all five recipients, they adds up to somewhere near 500 years between the five.
Absolutely.
Just under 500.
How much knowledge is that? Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard
that was wonderful, though.
Some people kind of chuckled and smiled when they said that, but it was true. They've been on the
right for
so long that it's piled up that many years between the five of them. That was a great event. The music was great, too. Larry Lee and the Back in the Day band, excellent.
Yes.
And I hope they're back next year. But it, overall, a great event. And I know we raised hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
We'll get the final figures soon. But
yes,
thanks.
But it was a great night.
Yes. Thanks, Kimberly, for adding that. To this morning, we have a witness here in the studio that did not see the actual killing of the gangster James Whitey Bulger 4 years ago, but he was able to meet, know, and interact with him shortly before Whitey Bulger was brutally stabbed in prison. The gentleman is here in the studio now, and my question to you is, do you want to meet your real name? Okay, all right. Okay, so my guest is not going to use his real name, but we are going to move forward with the interview anyway. We got good weather coming up. But as you all may know, the Justice Department released a report Wednesday outlining how a series of mistakes by the Bureau of Prisons led to the beating death of the imprisoned Boston gangster and convicted murderer James Whitey Bulger 4 years ago. I don't know if some of you guys remember that, but two first-run movies in theaters, I've seen both of them, have been made based on James Whitey Bulger's life. Now, the report did not find any criminal act by a few of prison employees, although it said that there were some serious job performance and management failures at multiple levels. Whitey Bulger was killed 12 hours after his transfer to the U.S. Penitentiary Hazleton in West Virginia from another facility. He was serving two life sentences for several crimes related to his reign over the South Boston criminal empire, the Winter Hill Gang, including the murder of 11 people. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Michael Hansel Show this morning in Detroit.
Good morning.
First of all, how did you know?
I was 7 10. Had to go pick him up in Morgantown and drop him off at the big prison. I didn't know who he was. I called him Wheelchair Willie. And he started laughing, but I noticed he did not communicate with white folks, which was strange, because it was white folks in that van, too, going up to the prison. So, He said he liked the name, and he started laughing. And he left the guy, thought it was just some old man. So when he got checked in, they say James Whitey Boulder. And that's when I realized who he was.
How long was this before he was murdered?
He was found the next day, but they say activating about 12 to 15 hours.
What was his demeanor like? Because when we think of a gangster, it was somebody that just waves his hand and people come running and snap their finger. He's got this, they usually have this air of fear about him. And even in prison, you feel afraid of him being a gangster. Was he like that?
No, he didn't want nobody to really know who he was, but he knew that he had been sentenced to death because he was a high-profile case. And you don't put him in public to walk the yard. At 80-some years of age, wheelchair, his whole mindset was different. Now, is he excused for the things he's done? No. But that was a setup because his cell was left unopened. Unlocked, let me say, unlocked. And only people can unlock their cell is God.
Well, I just read in our intro that it says the Justice Department Office of Inspector General said that there was no criminal act that they found and that they did find two of the performance and management failures. So the Bureau of Prisons...
I hate to say this, but that's a cover-up.
And they said that it was confusing and insufficient Bureau of Prison policy.
Look, this happened in October 2018. Now they're releasing all this, and it's 5 years later, basically. That was a cover-up. All cells are supposed to be locked. The man got beat by a man he sent to jail or sent to prison who was half Italian and half Irish, who was a hitman for the monster. And they found Whitey hung in his cell. Now, why is it if you be a beat, can't nobody hear you screaming?
So, was he stabbed or beaten, hung?
He was beat to death.
Oh, all of them.
They don't talk about all the gory details, but he was beat to death with locks and everything.
And hung?
Uh-huh.
And hung?
Yes, he was hung. And his tongue was cut out.
I don't recall reading any of it.
Well, you ain't going to read that. If I'm doing a cover, why would you want you to read that? That's why it's 5 years later. So I can revamp what I want to be put out and control it. But everybody in Haven can know what happened.
So he was a quiet guy. He was very friendly.
He was friendly to me.
Not talking to other, you just noticed he never talked to other white people.
Right. He was an old man. I mean,
how hard is it
to hang an old man, cut his tongue out, beat the heck out of him, so he dropped dead, and they find you, but the guy who already did it already had the double life.
So really, there was nothing, he's not going to pay any
right. No, it was a hit. So he may not see it, but the guy's family may see it. And it was accomplished with him, a brother. To help the guy.
Now, you were at the same prison that he was at. But then he was transferred the next day. He was transferred.
He came in. Had to pick him up in Morgantown. To take him
so
up
that was your job. You, but you were in prison too. You were serving. And then your job is to help them.
Get them transferred up. Pick them up, drop them off.
And you did that. And how long before you removed murder?
It said 12 to 16 hours.
Wow. He left a horrible way. And I'm going to open it up to the team to bring questions in just a second. But his real name is Whitey Bulger. His nickname. But his real name is James Joseph Bulger, Jr., born in 1929. He died at the U.S. Penitentiary Hazleton in West Virginia. He was an American crime boss. He was head of the Boston area. And he also became one of the FBI's top informants.
That's why he was killed.
Matter of fact, it was a corrupt relationship with the FBI. They were telling him information he should not have known. And he was informing on others. And it was a very corrupt relationship. FBI should not have been informing him.
Corrupt relationships with the FBI and certain politicians.
I remember watching the movie, and I don't know if you all remember the movie The Departed in 2006. Martin Scorsese is the film starred by Jack Nicholson, called The Departed. Then Johnny Depp played a movie called Black Mass in 2015. There's been some other documentaries too. But I want to open it up to the Sunday morning team. Let me just start with Chaplain Kathy. Chaplain Kathy, did you have a question for my guest about the gangster, Whitey Bulger?
Not necessarily, because I haven't heard anything about that. That's not an area in which I search for insight.
Do you remember the story and the movie?
No, I do not. And with the way it all sounds like it happened, I don't want to know nothing. You hear me?
I'm sorry. This is a bad guy.
I don't know nothing. Yeah, I don't know nothing about him. I ain't never read nothing about him. And I wish he passed the mic to somebody else. You hear me?
You sound a little right now.
I'm glad it sounds like that.
Okay. I'm glad.
Hello?
Finish your statement, Chaplain.
Let me say this. It's not that the sound, and if the sound sounds like it's scared, it's not scared. It's just common sense. If you don't know something, there's no need for me to delve off into it.
That's why we have a round.
Absolutely. So I'd rather back up from this one.
Kimberly.
So I've seen Departed and Black Mass, and I will be very honest, I didn't know who Whitey Bulger was. And when I saw Black Mass and saw that Mr. Johnny Depp did an amazing job characterizing him, because I had no reference point beyond what I started to research and understand, in the movie, and this is a question to the guest, I find it fascinating that you said he didn't talk to the white people. And I know he only lived for a few hours after you had met him, but were you able to take away anything from his interactions with black people?
Was it because
there was a level of respect? And please don't take this the wrong way, in how you deal with the things that you do and the things that happened to you, or do you think it was something else?
Yeah, why did he talk to you? Expand about that. Thanks, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
He knew that he had defended that. When he did that transfer, he was ready to give up. But he didn't talk to white folks because he didn't know where it was coming from. His woman had died before him. So he really had no nothing to look forward to. He was just old and gray, and he couldn't walk. So he talked to black folks because he never had any real issues with black folks. He was killing white folks. Irish people, Italian people, and Jewish people.
So he never really experienced that type of backstab and turn you in, snitch kind of thing.
Not on anybody black. Yeah. He got remember his brother ran the police department.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
That was in the movie, in Black Mass. That was in Black Mass. But him and his brother
also,
were two totally different characters.
There were senators behind it, too, but they're not going to bring that out. I'm not going to bring that out.
Right.
That I had him hit. They had him transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist Christie, it seems like you lived that type of life and you died the same way. Do you have a comment or question for our guest?
This is actually a learning opportunity for me as well. But it really speaks to our judicial system. It really speaks to the things that go on in the world that the average person is just not privy to that information. It's
not
like a whole world.
That's another
It is the same people that walk around and smile and put on a suit, but when you cross that line with them, then there's consequences to pay, and there's, you know, results after crossing the line with certain groups of people. It really speaks to, unfortunately, it speaks to America.
Yeah.
Not just one particular group of people. And, you know, I'm sorry to hear about all of these things, but it really speaks to America and the corruption and the things that are allowed to happen. And the way that groups of people will take extreme measures to cover up what has happened. But at the end of the day, God knows all. You know, I'm going to take it back to that. God knows all.
Right.
He sees all. And we think in our minds that, you know, they're getting away with that. They're not. That, why would we allow that to happen and not get to the full root of it and have those that need to pay for whatever pay? But at the end of the day, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So those that think that they have gotten away with something, they're not getting away with it. And they'll also reap the benefits of the seed that they have sown.
Wow. Let me ask, as we wrap up the interview, how do you feel about this type of street justice? Is this the way things go in America? Is this the real America? Is this the real way that we're hearing about this gangster whitey vulture?
Yeah, this is the real story. But you got to remember, America was built on violence.
And it's still violent.
Yes. Yeah. You look at how many people of color are locked up or incarcerated. There's more people of color locked up and incarcerated than there were ever slaves on this land.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And those numbers are factual. You can go check them. And there's groups that keep them locked up because they make money off of them.
Mm.
Like the Bush family. Bob Barker's family, all these different families.
He said Bob Barker.
Yeah, his family. They make money because they supply the soap.
No wonder you get your name
right.
You go out to
all the pistols. He owns the phone system for the prisons.
Okay.
It's about money. It's not about white, it's about what you can pay.
Yeah. And Michael, let me add, he's not lying, because ask him about the number one stock that people trade is prison. And there are certain, I forget what the name is, but there's a publicly traded prison stock that is as valuable as oil is. And people make money off of it. When a new prison goes up in a community, that community gets an economic bounce. It doesn't happen.
You know what?
Remember when the Air Force Base used to be the big thing for everybody wanted an Air Force Base or Army Base
in their county?
Exactly.
You need to tell me now it's a prison. It's a penitentiary now. And I fear the day that I visit Jackson or Maryland.
Or even the detention center here in Detroit.
Because I know that I'm going to see cell after cell of strong black educated, and they know what's going on. Because if they're out here, they can make it, but they make it doing other things.
Well, I want to jump in. Now. I think I'm about ready now.
Okay, go ahead. I need to put some help on this thing right quick.
There's a thing, crime exists, but we have a choice on whether or not we're going to become a criminal. Alcohol exists, but you have a choice on whether or not you're going to become an alcoholic. So my question to the brother would be, what can he take from what his experience with such a man that he can convey to the young people that would encourage or inspire them to not become what he was?
Is there anything you would say to somebody younger, or would you just want to just tell them the real deal? What is it that you would say?
Life is a choice. It's like a quarter. Hands on one side, tails on the other side. Both, when you're getting ready to make a decision, you need to know both sides. If you tell me I'm going to rob a bank, I can't stop you from robbing a bank. I can only tell you to resolve. It's going to be resolved if you get away, and it's going to be resolved if you get caught. But you're making a choice. That's all it is. My thing is, I worry more about my community than I think. Because I think it's inadequate.
You know, I met people up there with PhDs. Hell, billionaire.
So you were in what they call a country club, but he was getting fed to a more.
And my job was to pick them up, and I only was there for a few months.
So let me just ask you this one last question. What were some of the, you have to say their names, although it looks like you're not afraid to drop names, but what type of people were serving there with you? So that's why I'm going to use
it. I agree with this. Because he was a tax attorney.
Chief
of the mafia overhead, bill attorney, and campaign manager. He was police officer.
Yeah. Okay.
He became a good friend of mine. It was people from Detroit that worked for the Detroit Police Department. They got busted stealing money. It was judges in there.
Okay, so now I understand what it was like. So that's when you helped him get transferred out, he knew his days were numbered.
No, they put him, I think he went from a high to a medium, to a low, again into, no, he went from a high to a medium.
Okay.
But he was put in the yard. He was a high profile. He was sick.
He should have been in the medical.
He said he couldn't even walk.
No.
Couldn't even walk.
No, he barely breathed. He should have been in a medical prison.
But they
by him being such a high profile. But he knew this time was over.
You got more
people who are in charge of things that are more corrupted.
Just
as you got corruption in the street.
But they need
corruption,
otherwise they don't have a job.
Wow. You know what, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning. We appreciate it. And thanks for giving us a first-hand account of your relationship with James White Bulger, the Boston Gangster, featured in Martin Scorsese's film The Departed back in 2006, and Johnny Depp portrayed him in the biopic Black Mass in 2015. Thank you so much for joining us on the Michael Van Tool Show. All right, we'll be right back after this message.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are one.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we are back. My name is Michael Van Tool. We just heard a riveting interview with the gentleman that served prison time with James Whitey Bulger, the Boston gangster that was brutally murdered a few years ago. And this is the type of interviews that we're going to be focusing on in 2023. I just thought we'll get a jump start on it. But we are going to start focusing on some dynamic interviews with movers and shakers here in Metro Detroit and other celebrities as they come to town. And we're going to be focusing on those type of interviews in 2023. So we're looking forward to that. Another member of the Sunday morning team has joined us. Good morning, Pastor Smith, gospel artist and minister. Good morning, Minister Smith.
Good morning, Sunday morning team. I'm presently here at the Hold the Light Ministries Church of God in Christ with my friend Pastor Cato Hart Jr. and First Lady Mary Hart. They're on Finkel. They're holding up the light over there on Finkel. So we're sending a shout out to them. But good morning. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good morning, Minister Smith. Thank you. And we wish them well in their services and their work there. Thanks for highlighting that this morning. The Sunday morning team is here. Evangelist Christy Laster, Kimberly Bachelor Davis, Chaplain Kathy, they're all here. What did you say, Chaplain?
That's good. Lady, don't you start nothing, Kathy. You just hold on. Don't start buying nothing.
I ain't said anything, sir.
Yeah, I smell smoke. But listen, real quick, I heard the interview. I was just talking to the pastor, and he made some very valid points, but we don't have time. Anybody negative? Any thing negative? So much has been happening over these last few weeks with all this killing, senseless. And then a couple of days ago, one downtown and one in Southfield. Come on now, we're steadily losing our young black men, and it looks like there's a whole generation being destroyed.
Some of the team members said this, and the gentleman himself said that, you know, America started out violent. It has been violent all the way through, and it's like we're reaping what we sowed. I mean, you know, this country has been violent since its beginning, and it's still violent. And so, you know, what we see, like the shootout down in front of the hotel yesterday. And these carjackings at gas stations and drive-bys.
Yes.
This is what this, you know, and it's just sad that this country is one of the richest. It's probably the rich. I don't know how many billionaires we got. Do you know how many billionaires we got in this country? They don't even know exactly. And I'm not talking about running around with a big bank account. There are and there are hundreds and hundreds of millionaires, thousands of millionaires. You don't even know the wealth in this country. But even with all that we have, why is it that it's the most violent place on earth? There are travel advisories for people traveling to the United States to visit on vacation.
Somewhere in the scripture said two things. Money is the root of all evil. And the love of money is, I'm just saying that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, the love of money. Now, but money can help you, though. It does help.
Money answers all things. That's from Ecclesiastes. It is the it is the pursuit.
Say that Evangelist Kimberly.
The love of money.
It's the pursuit. If you put money before God, you are creating an idol. It is not that money itself is evil. Thank you, Chaplain. It is the pursuit. When you pursue money and you love money so much that you have made it your God, that's what makes it evil. We all have to have a living. That's right. We all have to have a living. This young man, the man that's in the interview, he did what he had to do to make money.
Mm.
Money itself is not evil. It is the pursuit and the love of money. That's an Ecclesiastes.
You know,
can the church say amen?
You're right about that. Look, this is a riveting morning. We just getting started. There's more. Kimberly, can you give us the weather before we move on? Because there's some other hot topics I got to discuss with you here. So
I'm a bailout.
Go ahead.
I got my hand up.
Hold that thought. 1 second, Captain Kathy. I'll be real quick. So it's currently 36 degrees right now. It feels like it's 30. It's cold outside. It's cloudy. Today, expect mostly cloudy skies with only a high of 41. Our low will be 30. Tomorrow, again, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 40 and a low of 28. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 40 and a low of 32. On Wednesday, things change. It's going to go from rain to possibly snow. So we're going to have a rain to wintry mix with a high of 41 and a low of 34. On Thursday, rain and snow showers with a high of 41 and a low of 32. And on Friday, rain and snow showers again with a high of 40 and a low of 31. And next Saturday, expect snow showers with a high of 37 and a low of 28. And that's the weather.
You great. Still got some help on.
Thank you, Kimberly. But it's still better than it could be.
Yes.
It's better than it normally would be right now. Look, we're looking at December 11th, and we're talking about upper 40s. This is beautiful.
Yep.
This is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That was a great weather report because it could be much worse right now. All right. We are back. My name is Michael Vansu. I'm here with the Sunday Morning Team. Listen, guys, Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes, who co-hosts the Good Morning America 3, the third hour of Good Morning America, have been taken off the air following the public disclosure of a romantic relationship. The president of ABC News apparently allowed them to stay on until the controversy became too big. He had sent the message to all of the ABC employees. He says, I'm going to talk about something that has become an internal and an external distraction. That's what happened. It became a distraction. The relationship between two of our colleagues, and so I want to say that while the relationship is not a violation of ABC policy, I have taken the last few days to think about and work through what I think is best for ABC News. And for now, I am taking Amy and TJ off the air as we figure this out. And for about a week now, there are two other hosts that are doing the Good Morning America. They call it GMA3. I looked, researched this a little bit. This relationship wasn't that much of a secret. There were people knew around New York City that they were in a relationship. They were appearing at everything together, not just things that they were working on, news stories. They were just showing up everywhere together. But then, you know what really did it? When the story got picked up in Great Britain, and then videos of the two of them out for coffee, out camping, that's when it got too bad. Because I watched a Good Morning America 3 when T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach were still on, and it was very awkward. But I guess ABC News tried to keep it going, and it kind of backfired. But now more is coming out about T.J. Holmes. And they're saying now that T.J. Holmes has had a history of having extra relationships at ABC News. Now it looks like it was beginning to be too much of a distraction for ABC News. Do you think, let me just go down the list. Do you think that was the right decision for ABC News, and should they change their policy? Who wants to tackle that?
I think, first of all, when you said that ABC News said that it was not a violation of policy.
Right.
When do folk understand if it's not a violation of policy, then my question would be, how did they go wrong? Because the Bible declares that a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You can find them at ABC, NBC, CBC, or QBC. It's not there.
I heard about QBC.
Right. You're a parent, but what what was so wrong? So it only would make me feel like somebody that was scorned or maybe have been jealous made it seem as if it was in a way that it would affect what it was that they were actually doing. That's a job. If I go to a church and I find a wife or I find somebody that I can connect with, then that's who I'm gonna connect with. Especially when there is nothing that bars me from expressing how I feel as a human. Those are humanistic behaviors.
Yes. Now let's let's back it up.
Yes.
Who said that? Evangelist Christie?
That was Evangelist Christie. Yes.
Yes. T.J. Holmes
is extramarital situation.
They're both.
Yes.
They're both
and
married.
She had
I didn't know that.
They're both married.
Know that.
They're both going through divorces or separations or breakups, whatever it is. They're both having issues. I guess no wonder. But yes. But technically,
okay,
if you want to be technical,
well,
and that's a big technicality, but yes,
okay,
they're both married. Yeah.
Okay, can I say this last piece?
Sure.
With that being said, I would then say this, that no man or no woman is good to each other when you have not settled what you're already going through.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a bottom line. I don't feel like no man or no woman is good for the truth. Together will not represent what it actually means, and it means to get hurt. So together won't work if you or him is going through something prior to y'all trying to get together. People will easily say, well, him or her is going to help me through. No, God's going to get you through. You got to settle one thing. So that's what made it seem so, I guess, demeaning or out of order is because of what they're already going through. And that's understandable now because I didn't know that before.
I think some people, some of their colleagues were starting to complain about the relationship. And I think that's what started it, because I understand somebody from one of the other programs, people were starting to confront them about it and ask them. They would tell people no. But then the President Kim Godwin of ABC News said that after a while, that's what everybody was talking about in the lunchroom, in the elevator, in the hallway. And for a credible organization like ABC News to now have to deal with all this gossip and rumors and innuendo and lies, they decided that they needed to shut it down and get them off the air. Some people are saying now that it's T.J. Holmes that may end up paying the biggest price for this, that he may – because have we heard or seen from Matt Lauer since he was thrown off?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
remember
Matt Lauer from the Today Show? You know,
mm-hmm.
And he was also accused of being a womanizer and had multiple relationships or something with other staffers. And we have not heard from Matt Lauer ever since. I'm sure he's got enough money because they were paying him pretty good to be the lead anchor on the Today Show. So he's not suffering. He's just on his permanent vacation. But T.J. Holmes.
Right. I think I saw him on the National Geographic Channel scuba diving.
Right.
And so when they let you go, man, ain't no telling, man, what you might end up doing. I wish I had some help on here. You hear me?
You got some help on here. You do.
T.J. Holmes was a flashy dresser. I don't know if you all remember watching him. You know, now that I'm kind of retired, sometimes I have the time to watch Good Morning America 3, GMA 3, And one thing I liked about him is he had these fancy suits. He knew how to coordinate socks, shoes, everything. But it looks like so were some of his coworkers. They were also aware of that, too.
If I may say, that simply says that he was a well-dressed liar walking around claiming to be the truth. I guess I have some help on here, y'all.
You got it. Call it out. That's right.
Hey, that's all that says. If you...
Christy Laster, what did you say?
Oh, yes. So with the, I don't know if we want to call it a scandal, the issue, the extramarital affairs or what have you. So us as believers, so we naturally gravitate to the spiritual side of it, right? We think about how the Bible tells us thou shalt not commit adultery. And the Bible also says that the adulterer, God will judge. So at the end, when we go to meet our Maker, he will judge based on the actions that we have committed. But in terms of them, well, I saw a couple pictures, and I'm just saying, it looks like they were having the time of their life, having so much fun. Anyway, but their employment or their employer and being released from their job, I would hope that the reasons for them being terminated is listed somewhere, because usually we're at-will employees, but at that level, I would assume that there's some type of contract that has been signed. There's a particular way that you are to carry yourself, that you are to go in and out among, you know, people. So if that particular thing is not listed in the contract, like if you do this, then we're going to do this to support our reason for releasing you, extramarital affairs, although we know that it is morally wrong, essentially, well, technically, has nothing to do with his employment, unless it is written in the contract that if you behave yourself that is unseemly to our organization and we see that it's bringing negative attention or something like that, then go ahead and release him. But gossip about, it's not gossip because it's actually true, but conversations, negative conversations about people at an employment situation, it's not a reason to release the person. Now, it's not a good look.
Absolutely.
It's not moral. It's not healthy for his family, her family, but I hope that it is documented. Otherwise, this gives me an opportunity to sue you for releasing me based on judgment of my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're teaching today. You're teaching.
Great.
You got plenty of things in here.
Thanks for,
that's right.
Thanks for putting that spiritual spin on that, because that is, you know, biblical, what you just said, Evangelist, and it will cause
us. What if we started firing spiritual leaders?
Did we have
Lord Jesus,
we do.
I'm sorry. I'm going to mute myself now.
You're fine, Christy.
Look, I got to stir it up this morning. I'm going to open it up to the Sunday morning team in a few minutes. We'll start off. I know Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews needs to get ready to get prepared, so I'll go to her first. But let me just say this. I'm glad Herschel Walker lost his race. You know, there are a number of things, there are a number of reasons why the America is still tone deaf, because stone deaf at what Black America wants. And Reverend Raphael Warnock was so much more qualified as a senator, and is a sitting senator, and for the Republicans and the conservatives and the right to support Herschel Walker, knowing that he was a flawed candidate and not ready and not prepared, it was a slap in the face to Black Americans. And I know many Black Georgians woke up the next morning celebrating, knowing that Reverend Warnock was still the senator and will be for the next, 6 years now? I'm so glad that Georgia did not select him, because he's not ready, and he was so confused about his job. He didn't even know what to say during. I watched one of Herschel Walker's campaign speeches. It was an hour long, but they did not allow him to speak until 45 minutes into it, which gave him less than 15 minutes to speak. And wouldn't you know it, during those 15 minutes, he talked about vampires and werewolves, and he was so incoherent that it ended up on a Saturday Night Live skit. The last thing is, if you've got $1 million sitting around, Kimberly, you can buy Aretha Franklin's
her
estate.
Mansion, yes.
Yes, in
yes.
the golf course district over there. So it's available. It's available. Evangelist Christy Laster, let me go to you first for your comments and general comments and whatever you had prepared for this morning.
So you can buy Aretha Franklin's mansion, and I can help you with that as a licensed real estate agent. So you can get off.
Okay. All right.
So this morning,
tell him I want the mansion right now, and I got a bridge card.
Okay.
I'm going to sell my bridge card to get that house. You hear me? Just let me in.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have to put a lot of bridge cards together. But, hey, we can help you. So this morning, I had a thought because I was in prayer with my best friend this morning. She does 7 a.m. prayer. And we were praying about positioning ourselves for praise, right? To give praise to the Most High God. And I'll make it really quick, but naturally we are built to give praise, and naturally we are built to receive praise. And we talked about a scenario where there was a couple, and the gentleman said to the woman, "You are so beautiful." She didn't respond. She didn't blush. She didn't look at him. And he said, "I said, you're beautiful. Did you hear me?" And she said, "Yes, I heard you, but that's what you tell everybody. So what makes me different? What positions me in a different place in your life where I'm not getting the same things that you give to everybody else?" So I thought about us and our relationship with Jesus Christ. We tell people, "You're amazing, you're wonderful, you're the bomb, you got it going on, you're the best thing that ever happened to me." What makes the Lord different from what you say to the people that are around you? So the Bible tells us that praise is comely for the upright. It looks good on you to open your mouth and speak positivity and to speak praise to your Lord and to your Savior. So if you don't do anything else today, put him in the place where he belongs, the Lord, your Savior, your God, and give him praise today for life, for health, for strength, for everything that he has done. And put him in a different place than you put your spouse, your friend, your best friend, your sister, and all of them, and give him the highest praise. Because he deserves it, and we are naturally.
Thank
amen.
You.
So please
thank you.
Thank
you, because we've had some pretty a range of topics, but we always want to shine a light on how that topic and how the people we talk about and situations we talk about, how does that look to God? And what is our relationship? So thank you so much for that. Evangelist Kimberly?
Can we go to Chaplain Cassie? He got his hand up and he said, please come to me. So he has
okay.
something on his heart he wants to share.
Just felt this right in the soul of my spirit. I'll praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you, rather happy or sad, because praise is what I do. Shout out to the main author of that song, but I just felt that drop in the lap of my spirit. Praise. The Bible declares that we enter into the course with thanks, into the course with thanksgiving. But we enter to the gates with thanksgiving, but we enter into the courts. That's the area once you go through the gates with praise. And when we can just continue to praise God no matter what. The Bible declares that once we are a child, we reason and act like a child. When we become a man, we put all childish things away. That even includes our reasoning. My words today is please stop picking people to be senators and congresspeople just because you've seen them on TV, just because they scored and they got a Heisman Trophy. I wish I had a small piece of help on here. Just because they're actors. Just because you're a celebrity does not mean that you qualified to do the job. Because when Noah was instructed to build the ark, see, because what God joined together, lest no man put it under. And when Noah was instructed to build the ark, not only did God tell him how to build it, but he gave him what was necessary to get the job done. So shout out to the Reverend. God bless you, man. Because when you stand on what God says, God is going to open the floodgates of heaven and pour down a blessing. And then listen, you won't have no room to store. And that's why he was able to make it for the next 6 years or 4 years. Or you know those years that they got. You know? So I just wanted to share that with you. Praise is what I do. Shout out to the original owner. I don't want no rights to that song. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to him for bringing that song out.
Thank you.
Praise God through it all. God bless you today.
Thank you.
Amen.
And I'm glad to hear these words of inspiration this morning. Let me see if, I don't know if Minister Smith is in service right now. Let me just see if Minister Smith, do you have any parting words for us this morning? Yeah, I think he might. He might be in service.
The only time a preacher don't answer is when they take an offering. So I said,
Wow, you're good. You are on fire, Chaplain, this morning.
Hey man, I ain't playing no games, man. Preachers will not answer during offering time. You hear me? You could be at your deathbed and a preacher won't answer.
you are on fire this morning. Wow. All right. Well, what a lively program this morning. We covered some topics. We had that riveting interview. A little nervous there. Some of the topics and name dropping and things. But hey, that's what radio is all about. That's what having a podcast is all about. But thank you guys. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy the day. God bless you. And God bless you and your families. Thank you so much. Have a great day today.
You too.
God
bless you, man. Bless you all.
I came from a good home, but I was in a dark place and something got a hold of me. Yeah, something got a hold. It tried to drive me to hell. Only thing is, I really couldn't tell. I thought it was fun, but really it was foolish. Mama tried to tell me, but I was so stupid. I'm just trying to be close enough to see how many times I fell on my knees crying out to you. Pouring my eyes out, yeah. Wishing I can scream and shout, yeah. I'm just trying to be close enough to see how many times I fell on my knees.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tootle Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.